Boonville was. There's a crew change point at Boonville. What's her name? Oh, I'm getting old. Not Catherine, but run the whole railroad. That's where they slept. She was a black woman. Only black woman in town, I think, Boonville. They had a pew in her Baptist pew. The first seat was had her name on it. That's where she went to church. And all the railroad men stayed there, and she cooked. Man, can she cook. And she laid out a table, great big table, further from me and my wife there. And it'd seat, I guess, 10 railroaders. And she'd lay dishes out, and you had to be on time, and you had to do this, and she had her rules. And when the owner of the house, lodging, of course we paid her for the rooms and everything, but when they died, they gave her the whole thing. It was real nice of them. I can't think of her name.
And that's where the crew members would sleep if they were staying overnight?
Right. Yeah, or staying just a short time.
Uh-huh.
Well, they'd go up in the room. She caught one naked one time. He stepped out in the hall, and he was naked. He didn't have it. She said, out. You'll never stay here again. Out. Boy, I mean, she threw him out of the place. Yeah.
Was this near the depot? It was a boarding
house? Yeah, right behind the depot.
Right behind the
right
depot.
Right behind a big white house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I can't. And she'd go over and meet the Bud car and sell sandwiches. They'd stop there on train number 52, which was eastbound. And she would, at Boonville, she would sell sandwiches there, and they'd wait for her to get off. See, all the patrons that wanted one, who could have a basket or whatever it was. I never ate any of her baskets or anything. But, of course, they handled the 51, 52, handled the mail, had the old mail hook. It'd hang out at these outlying stations and hook that U.S. mail, dragging in. And that Bud car, one thing a lot of the engineers, I guess a lot of them didn't know, but the air brakes on the Bud car were non-sliding emergency air brakes. You put that thing in emergency, and it would tighten up against the wheels, and when a wheel started to slide or pick up, it'd turn it loose. And you'd go down the ramp. If a car or something you wanted to stop short of and you threw it in emergency, they'd release, set, release, set, release, and you're just hoping she's going to stop in a minute. Yeah, old Benny Oldfield, he came around the curve at K-E-R-R station. There was a curve out there, and here's a small caterpillar sitting right astraddle of the track. And the employees and the conductor testified that they heard the Bud car go in emergency. The conductor did. He knew what it was when he heard it. And from the mail room to the passenger compartment, there was a door, a little door, about that big. Well, Benny Oldfield weighed right at 250, and he was short. He just looked like a snowman. He was just as round as a butterball. It said the door opened, and here he come crawling out through that door, and the conductor knew it was the engineer. All the engineer had was just a sheet of stainless steel right in front of him with these controls there, no protection. But he saw that cat. He knew he more than likely not going to get that thing stopped. And he come through that mail room, and he come through that little door, and the passengers all leaned out and said, "What in the world? Who's that?" And he coming out of the door, they didn't know it was the engineer. And he hit it, but he knocked it off, did a little damage to the Bud car, didn't derail it or anything, but scared old Benny to death, Benny Oldfield. But what I was going to tell you is, while I go, I get off track, one of my stories. We all had names. There was Skinny Yates. He was skinny, all right. He looked like he'd been in a Christian accounts. Yeah. My name, what happened by accident, my name was Coalnose. And it was really hooked to her. A railroad man and I went in to get a sandwich, and she called. And they said, "Guy, your wife's on the phone." And this other railroad man says, "I thought your wife's working in North Little Rock at the car agency." I said, "She is." "How she knows she we're in here?" I said, "I don't know." So he, from then on, he says, "Your wife's just a Coalnose tracking hound." And it got swapped over to me, Coalnose. LT, I don't know if LT didn't have Blackfoot Bachman, but they all more or less had nicknames.